CFRC 101.9.
The idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a Cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio, where we lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited, with a variety of indie, rock, alternative, and all other kinds of tunes. This week, I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are in Phase Honey's Honey with my honey, one of my favorite people in the world, and my lovely housemate, Miss Olivia Youngblood. We started off the hour with Breathing Underwater by Metric and Tractor Beam by Snail Mail. Olivia, do you want to say hi to the people?
Hi.
All right, Olivia, where are you from?
I'm from Montreal.
Yeah, and Olivia's been my housemate, like I said, for the past 4 years. What do you study, Olivia?
I study political science with Harper.
And how did we meet, Olivia?
Well, we met a long time ago in first year at a pre for the Young Gravy concert. And I was hiding in the corner all emo as usual when I heard someone behind me ask if she could have a cigarette or wishing that she could have a cigarette. And I just so happened to have a pack in my back pocket. And I said, I have a cigarette. And the rest was pretty much history. We went out for a smoke and we pretty much spent the whole night together after that and ditched everyone we were supposed to hang out with.
Which is pretty much the story of the rest of the 4 years we spent together as well, leaving and ditching everybody we were supposed to be with. But yeah, it all worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wanted to have Olivia on for my last episode ever because we were done for good now. And it just felt right to have my day one on the last day. So this hour, we're going to be playing some of Olivia's tunes, some of my tunes, a lot of Montreal indie tunes, and reminiscing on the last 4 years we spent together. So what do we have up next, Olivia?
Well, we've got Feist, Birds of Prey, Dust, and more coming up on Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Helping the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born. Unpacking the bags and setting up and planting lilacs and buttercups. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
Watching the you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Thank you. shut down, and it's all that you see is a heart beat dry in a hollow shield. These walls are my helmet from everything. I never once thought it was listening. But can I say no more than I wanted to? To shake, to cry, to be the crime I draw back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faze Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC. And this week we are in Faze Honey's Honey with My Honey, featuring my lovely housemate and best friend Olivia as our guest. We just heard Mushaboom by Feist, If You've Got the Time by The Belly Lip Balms, Training Wheels by Birds of Prey, How to Dance by Ulla, and Drawbacks by Dust. So I know I haven't really explained why this phase is called Honey's Honey, but the song Training Wheels is a really great segue into that whole story. So Olivia is the honey of honeys. But Olivia, do you want to explain to the listeners what Honey's is?
Yeah, so Honey Martin's is my favorite pub in Montreal. So many good memories made there. So of course I had to bring Harper there for many cheeky pints over the years. And my good friends recently bartended there and we had quite the night and an early drive back to Kingston that involved many pit stops at en routes along the way because one of us drank a little too much.
Of course, and you've never had a bad night at Honey's. Well, personally, I've never had a bad night at Honey's.
It's impossible.
And I think literally the first time I ever... Olivia put all of her eggs in one basket, and that was me. Like, she brought me home 2 months after meeting me and introduced me to every single one of her friends. And I'm pretty sure we went to Honey's, like, we must have gone the first time I was there. And you just can't not have fun there. Great place to meet people, great place to be around new people, for sure.
Yeah. I think it had been a month of knowing you.
Okay, yeah. So not even 2 months, guys. Yeah. That's how she knew when she met me. And so also, how did the Birds of Prey, this band that we just listened to, relate to Honey's?
Yeah, so Grace, who's in the band, is a bartender at Honey's, and she actually worked my guest bartending shift with me in December. I make a mean vodka soda, by the way. Anyways, on the night where we had a little too much fun, she definitely cleaned up a couple of my spilled drinks. So thank you, Grace.
Yeah, shout out Grace. Shout out Birds of Prey, upcoming Montreal indie band. They're playing at a festival in Quebec City, you just said, right?
Yeah, the FLQ. So
yeah. So if anyone's interested, yeah, not too far away from here. So that's why this phase is called The Honey of Honeys, featuring My Honey. We've got some more melancholic indie from Olivia's hometown of Montreal coming up and some more reflective songs as we look back at our 4 years together, finally coming to a close as well. So what's up next, Olivia?
So up next, we've got Arcade Fire, Fleetwood Mac, Neil Young, and more coming up this hour on Faze Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Stay tuned. Thank you.
Aidline Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC. And this week we are in Phase Honey's Honey with My Honey, featuring my lovely housemate and best friend Olivia as our guest. We just heard Daydreaming by Dark Dark Dark, Reflector by Arcade Fire, Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, and Harvest Moon by Neil Young. So we wanted to feature Rhiannon and Harvest Moon because in second year we did one of those trendy PowerPoint nights with our housemates where Olivia made a PowerPoint on, well, I'll let you tell them, Olivia, what'd you make it on?
So I did mine on what fruit we would all be, and Harper was obviously dragon fruit because it has a pretty and rough exterior but a really yummy inside. And I was a lemon because it pairs really well with a vodka soda.
Obviously. And I made my PowerPoint on what songs each one of our housemates would be. And I did Harvest Moon. Actually, I did Unknown Legend because it talks about an independent woman with blonde hair on a motorcycle. And I hope, like, low-key, that's my aura. But I've already played that on the radio show. So different Neil Young song, same album. Obviously great. And Olivia said it reminded me of her, or reminded her of me. And then Olivia was the song Rhiannon because she's mysterious and smart and elusive and also totally the kind of woman someone would write a pining song about. So the energy of this phase has been somewhat melancholic and sad because Olivia and I are mourning the loss of each other, but we're also low-key being dramatic because we already have planned like a six-month travel trip together. So Olivia, do you want to talk a little bit about some of our past travels and some of our upcoming ones as well?
Yeah, so obviously Harper's been to Montreal many times, and I've been to Seattle twice to see her. But we went on exchange last year and spent 8 months apart, and I nearly couldn't bear it. So in August, 2 weeks before we were going to see each other in Kingston anyways, I flew out to Seattle, mainly for Trader Joe's, of course, but also to see Harper. We also did our cross U.S. and Canada road trip with our housemate Carson, where I got to see Mount Rushmore, Wall Drug, and my first tumbleweed. Very exciting week. But I absolutely can't wait to be sitting on a beach in Southeast Asia with my Pookie next year. Who even knows where we'll go, but wherever the wind takes us, I suppose.
Yeah. Everyone keeps asking us if we've planned our trip, and we're like, no. But the vibe is there. Yeah.
Yeah,
all we need is a plane ticket. So yeah, we figured it out, guys. It's going to be fine. But yeah, really quick, let's shout out our other housemates because I think they might listen to this. Olivia, do you want to shout out every single one of our housemates?
Oh yeah. This is a shout out for all our other housemates. Carson Brass, Bambi, Captain Maffei, and Leslie White.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's all. I was going to say, wait, do we miss one? But no, we're the last two. So while we're a little bit sad to leave each other behind, and we're leaving this place behind and letting go of our 4 years living in rooms right next to each other, we've also got so much to look forward to, and I think we're both really excited. And to finish off the hour, we've got Miffed It, Byway, Dynamic, and Bob Cajun, of course, by the Tragically Hip. It felt only appropriate to end off my time in Kingston with the most iconic of Tragically Hip songs. Gotta pay homage to the goats of the local scene. It has been such an awesome opportunity to host the show. I want to shout out CFRC for getting the student and the general Kingston community involved in music and in radio and giving me such a great opportunity. And to my local listeners, I love you all, and thanks for listening to me ramble on about all of my phases. Happy spring, happy summer, and goodbye, Kingston, Ontario. This has been Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
I miffed it, and that's the way it's gonna stay. We drifted so far away, I cannot say. I miss you, rather that would leave my brain. I tricked you, things won't ever be the same again. I kiss you like I kissed a friend. Seem to never end. I'd like to notice time, for now the clock forgets to chime. I start to see the end. Something I should not expect. A dancer, that time we did felt so correct. I glance at one side view and one side me. A feeling strewn across the street. I'd like to notice time.
Step to the moon. Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.